Sternocleidomastoid. Sternocleidomastoid.
Hello.
Hello.
Why did you say that?
Well, like, because you've given me a job to give a new, like, a different introduction every week. So I thought what I'll start doing is just going through, like,
random muscles.
Muscles that people don't know about often. Sternocleidomastoid is one of my favorites because of the name.
Yeah.
And because no one really, like, no one knows what it is. Mm. But they use it every single day.
Google it.
Yeah. Sternocleidomastoid. 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 That's how we learnt about it in my PT course. And that's why it stuck with me.
Mm. Very useful that you learnt about that in personal training course.
Well, obviously, for all of the, exercises I have to do with that part of my body.
I'm so glad you remembered that.
Yeah. It's very important. Welcome.
Welcome.
We did not do a podcast last week.
We did not.
I would say this is the most inconsistent we've been in a while.
I apologize.
It's not your fault.
No, I just feel like I need to apologize to all of our fans. all five of you. Sorry, there's more.
Promise is at least seven. we had the open last week. So we didn't plan to do it. We probably should have done it on the Thursday last week.
Yeah, I didn't remember. I think this is like having a baby. I don't know because I've never done that either. But I feel like when people have babies, they forget how awful, not awful, but like stressful and big and blah, blah, blah. It was
painful.
Yeah. Until they have the next baby, then they're like, oh, fuck, I remember all of this.
Yeah.
The open's kind of the same. Yeah. Every year we're like, we're ready.
Yeah.
We know what we're doing.
Well,
and
that
then
is
Friday hits and then it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I forgot about all this stuff.
I think I remember reading or something. That's like a massive like thing that all humans do is like, I know that we often – It's like the opposite for certain things, but I remember reading something. I think it had to do with domestic violence.
Yeah.
Like, this is fucking getting dark very fast.
Deep, quickly.
But it had something to do with, like, you know, when, like, if you know that your partner is no good for you and then you break up and then you're like, no, but this happened and he was so nice because of this and this and this. And then you talk to your friends and family. They're like, no, like, don't go back to him. And you only remember the good times.
Yeah.
You don't remember all of the shit things. So I think there's something to do with how our memory works.
Some kind of like bias that we have.
Yeah, we only remember the good times. But then it's the opposite when you like get one piece of negative feedback in the moment.
You
only
that.
Hold on to that. So yeah, we're fucking dumb.
Stupid.
Humans are very weirdly
Someone should fix that.
Wired.
Do something about that, somebody.
Yeah, someone fix the processes and that makes that happen. Anyway, that got deep and dark quickly. So we forgot to move the podcast to Thursday last week. We are much better prepared this week. We are on Thursday. How'd it go? You happy?
Yeah. It's always like a whirlwind 24 hours.
Because we
find out Friday 6 a.m.
But there's a class on.
But we have classes that morning.
All the way through to 10:30. So we don't really even talk about it until I finish that 9:15 session. So everyone's like, what are the times? What can we do?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
When we know, we will post about it.
So then the afternoon, we kind of like, we have to get to office works to get all the things printed and laminated. And then we have to like set the room up and figure out how many people we can put in a heat. And then we have to put the heat times up, blah, blah, blah. I feel like our members are very good. Like they know the process now.
Yes. Mostly. And I don't know if I told you this last week, but I had probably about three different conversations before we had put the heat times up with the members who was they're like setting the room up for me. I said to all three of them at separate times, I was like, guys, this isn't your job. This is our job. You just worry about your workout, babes. You just do the best you can. I just love that our community like try to help in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, yeah, but if you have the rower here and then you can fit this many people in. I'm like, dude, it's all good. We got that.
We got it. Practiced
it's very,
many times.
Yeah, it's very good and very funny. We set the room up and then we have to obviously read through how it all works. And cause a lot of the time there's new standards, you know, even with the wobble. Like the wobble was different this
they
year.
They changed the standards slightly, which meant we had to remeasure everything and make sure everything that we had like worked for that.
Yeah. Mm. And yeah, I think we do. I think we go above and beyond for the open workouts. And I think any gym that commits to running the open should. And I think it's, yeah, I think it's well worth it for the members to get the cool experience that they get.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun morning. I feel like I don't see a lot, like I see it, but I don't like take anything in because you're like trying to organize everything. But the energy is always very good.
Yeah, it's very, very, very cool. And we've got the most we've ever had signed up. I think I looked. Was it 87? I think we got 87. Yeah,
something more than 84 that I had last time when I checked.
Last year we had 83. This year I think we've got 87 registered under Contessa, which is pretty cool. So we've grown nearly, I think, every single year. But let's, you know, let's cap it at 100. Like,
yeah, let's
call
that.
It at 100 participants for the open.
Oh, shit.
And this week we're running Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to run a little bit extra Friday for a couple of reasons, like just to get a few more people through. And because when the coaches are doing it on Saturday, it kind of takes everyone off the floor for a couple of hours, even though we don't all go in the same heat. It's like if one person is warming up, the other one's competing, and then we need someone to judge. Like, there's a good chunk of time when there's one person left by themselves to do everything, which is a lot. And it turns into quite a stressful morning. And like, if you're doing it at 8 o'clock, you don't enjoy anything in the lead up to 8 o'clock because you're thinking about yourself, you know? So,
and that sucks. Like, as the coach and the owner, I want to make sure I'm very present for my members.
It's a shitty feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's shit. And you just feel so anxious and nervous for yourself, but you're like, stop thinking about yourself, but then you can't because having the Friday afternoon will be really good for me.
it'll be like good for everyone because then you can actually just be here on Saturday and have a good time rather than worrying about warming up and answering questions and like dealing with everyone else's emotions around it as well.
I'm looking forward to that. It's gonna be very great. And then it'll also make Saturday, with a few people doing it on the Friday, I know a few members want to do it on the Friday, so it'll make it a little bit less big on Saturday as well.
Yeah, which is good because you don't feel like you're like rushing to get everyone through.
Yeah,
because again, that's a yucky feeling if you're in the last heat. It's just like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Need to be on time.
Yeah. We're not on time last week. I thought we were doing so well.
So funny. I was like, we weren't. So I was running the clock at the start. You were helping everyone to get set up. We had the boys competing that are hoping to make it further. So they had to film stuff. So they're setting up. This is the first heat. We're like, fuck, this is a shit fight. I think we started the clock 3 or 4 minutes behind and we had only left 3 minutes in between each
lesson
heat.
Lesson learned.
Yep. So I was trying to catch us up. And then when I went off and you came on, you thought we were a heat.
I thought we were ahead of time.
And she was like, we're starting in 3 minutes. I was like, everyone's ready. Why aren't you going? She's like, we're ahead. I was like, oh, I don't know how the fuck you managed to pull everyone that far ahead.
I know what happened now. Someone, I won't name any names, jumped in an earlier heat when there was a spot free. So all I saw was them getting into that heat. And I was like, that's the heat we're up to. Amazing. Was not.
Very funny.
But anyway.
So we were running late and then everyone made fun of me.
Even later because of me.
Because Kelsey, I will name names, Kelsey, she said to me on Tuesday night in class, she's like, I think that's the first time I've ever, someone's ever said shut up through a microphone to me. So that was cool. That was a cool experience. Because she was like, I love that you care so much that we're running on time, not like your other actual classes. I was like, shut up, Kelsey. Very funny.
It was great.
Yes, it was very fun. It was a very, talk about the workout. Did you like the workout?
Yeah. A lot. I thought it was a good, like it was everything. It was capacity. It was gymnastics. It was weightlifting. Like that was CrossFit.
Yeah. It was, I didn't do this one. So I did, I think 14.1 as per my post before the open started. But this one, I obviously needed the rig. We didn't have the rig set up. So I saw this workout get released, but I didn't complete this in 2014. But having done it, I was like, as soon as I did it, I was like, whoa, like that is, like, I think I came to you, drove in on Monday and I said to you, they could get a solid, like just based on that test alone, that 14 minute AMRAP, they could get a solid understanding of who deserves to move on to the next stage in that next 10%.
Just that workout on its own.
Just that test. Yeah. Because like you said, it had all of the things that defines fitness, mm-hmm. and would, and I, as I said to you, you can't tell me any female that didn't finish the ring muscle ups. If any female got back to the rower, you can't tell me she's not strong as shit and mm-hmm. she can clean and jerk like close to or over 100 kilos. Mm-hmm. Like you don't even need the heavy barbell in there to prove that they can lift heavy in a workout.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
it was,
I think it was.
It was up there with one of my favorite ever tests. And the other reason I loved it is more for our community. And looking around on Saturday, so many people were doing toaster bar, having a crack. And that's not to take away from anyone that didn't complete toaster bar or have a crack at toaster bar. Just the evolution of Contessa and to see how many people get into that next stage of fitness is very cool to see.
I think especially women, like we know generally that women are weaker through the upper body, like those higher level gymnastics, like pushing and pulling, strength and stamina is not there. So to see people, like I would say the majority of our members were given the toes to bar a crack. Mm-hmm. And like you said, not to take away from people who weren't, but just to have that proportion of members who are able to now, that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's very cool.
And not to mention the, you know, the core strength required to be able to do a movement like that, and so many of our members have had children.
It's
really cool to see. So even as a test even as a test for the higher level ones, so if you get to the ring muscle ups, get further than the ring muscle ups, great test. But also for everyone else that completed scaled or RX and you either didn't make it through the toaster bar or you did singles the whole way or you got a few warbles out or you got to the cleans, doesn't matter where you got, that workout would be an excellent fitness test to redo in years to come.
Agreed.
And see how you get to do that again, because just because you can link toaster bar together when you're fresh, after you row 60 calories, and that is, people forget how much you use your core and
rower. How taxing that is.
Huge. Going from that being that fatigued, because you don't send it, but you're anxious. So you send it a little bit more than you should if you were to look at it as a normal workout. Get to the bar, and then depending on how you did those toes to bar, you will be able to see your improvement in the years to come based on how far you get through or how you break up the toes to bar or what they look like, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. It was a very, very cool workout.
Yeah, I loved it. Very great.
Yeah.
Very great.
Would you say very great?
I would say very great.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
And then you didn't actually do it.
I didn't.
So I don't know. Very great. I was about to say, so you can't actually say that it was very great at all.
Cannot.
When it got announced, did you just go straight to thinking about you personally and how you felt about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did that make you feel?
A bit shit, to be honest. Yeah. A good one for me, like personally.
Yeah. Good workout. Mm. Girl loves ring muscle ups.
Does.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So as soon as it got announced, so were you before the open, were you like, I'll see how it goes as to whether I do the workout or not?
Yeah, I think
based on, so if you didn't know, Candace has a pretty significant back injury.
Mm-hmm.
You found out prior to the open. So how long have you had the quite bad pain for now?
It started in just after I got back from nationals last year, so we in like the end of November.
Yeah, so end of November, and then you were persevering and putting up with it pretty greatly. Didn't intend on getting it scanned or anything, like you were just gonna see how it went, just to see if the pain subsided. Like you knew that there was something going on that was pretty significant.
Yeah, the pain was pretty, not like unbearable or anything, but just constantly there all day. And it would get worse if I did too much, which I was doing too much.
Yeah, in terms of lifting, you got back from nationals and it was almost like straight into it, hey?
Yeah, I took a week off and then I did the first workout back first CrossFit workout back I did. That's when I felt it happen. Yeah.
And bloody CrossFit.
Damn CrossFit. Nothing to do with the fact that I hadn't trained, CrossFitted for a while, but that's okay.
And then you had some time off to try and see if it would ease, and then it was like on and off for so long, like over 12 weeks.
Yeah, so it's been, this is week 13 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you You were getting pretty sad there for a bit.
Yeah.
I was getting pretty worried about you. Yeah. When Candace gets sad, she doesn't openly get sad. She goes very in.
At nighttime.
Very into. Cries in bed by herself where no one can see.
On Josh, the couch. I have a spot on the couch.
That you cry?
Yeah.
It was Josh in bed?
Yeah, he was asleep.
Yeah, so he's in. Yeah, he's asleep. You cry. Yeah. One-on-one, just with yourself. Do you look in a mirror so at least you got some fucking company?
It's funny looking at it back at it now. In our new house, which is so nice, there's like this spot on the couch where if you lay there, you can like see the moon outside. So
Fuck's sake.
It's like good cry spot.
What a great cry spot. And like each night the moon just moves a little bit further.
Like it's another day.
Jesus Christ. So I know... I don't think many people would pick up when you're sad, but I know. Mm. I can see it in your eyes the moment I see you the next day. So, we were trying to, you know, give you different things to not make you as sad.
Yeah.
Keep you focused on your life and that everything's okay. It's really sucky for someone who has so much potential, genetically gifted and works as hard as you. To go through something like that, especially after doing so well at the third ever weightlifting competition. Like it was just a bit of a kick in the dick.
Really was. And I think that initially that was the thing. Like it was like I wanted to train and compete so badly, and then like every day that went past that I wasn't able to, it was like one day closer to me not qualifying this year. Like that was on my mind a lot at the start, but then after that it was just like I just don't want to be in pain anymore. It's just pain. I don't even care if I don't train, I just don't want to feel like that anymore. Which I know you can relate to. And I think coming off that high, like off such a high, and being so fired up to be like, fuck, like I'm gonna like qualify for an international team or whatever I wanted to do this year, that was pretty shitty. And I think like anyone that knows my family, like last year was a pretty horrible year, so training was my escape from all of that. So not being able to do that to that level was pretty awful for a bit.
Absolutely. And so it was a really shit time for you very recently. And then what made you book in and get the scan?
I think like in physio land, back pain, the stats that we work on is like pain should be better somewhere between 6 and 12 weeks. Like 99% of back pain will resolve by itself in that time. So I was just kind of biding my time thinking like, I'll just do a little bit of training and see if I can just get through that. And as it was getting closer and closer to 12 weeks, I was like, fuck, this is not getting any better anymore. Like, and I was starting to get quite concerned. That it was getting so close to that 12 weeks. And I think also because I work in chronic pain, like I know what that 12 week mark, like once you get past that point, the chances of it turning into something serious and long term gets higher and higher. So that was probably just playing on my mind a bit, but I ended up getting a scan done a couple of weeks ago, I can't remember, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. And the result?
I just have like a dirty, great big bulging, protruding disc and lots of very annoyed joints in there. From that, so I've started on some injections for that, and like things are settling down now, which is cool. And then I start I'm working with a different he's a physio but also a coach, and like so we're gonna start rehab on that today, and then we'll just kind of see how things go.
I think what was it, last Friday you had a big old needle.
Yeah, it was awful.
And since then, it's like feeling a touch better.
Yeah, every day is getting a little bit better now, I think. So I just have to wait now and see how it goes.
Yeah, and you've jumped into a few classes, so that's been good to
nice to move again. There's a couple of things I can do stuff, which is good. I'm very grateful for that. I just need to not be stupid now.
Yeah. Next test.
We'll see how this goes.
Let's make sure we don't be stupid.
Yes.
So you didn't complete the open workout last week.
No.
And that's really tough for someone who is very competitive.
Yes.
And did so well last year and has done better and better every single year. So this is your year that you get shunned and knocked out.
That's okay.
And that's okay.
That's okay. Life goes on.
It does. And depending on the workout this week.
Yeah. We were just joking about what I can do. And I was like, I'd be really good if it was just like strict chest to bar pull-ups. Like,
yeah.
That'd be excellent.
Let's just make it a, you know,
yeah,
a ladder.
Yeah.
Like an emon, but you have to keep getting one more.
Yes.
Like a death
push-ups, like a death and then like strict chest to bar pull-ups. Like that would be my jam at the moment.
Yeah. I will message.
Thank you so much,
Bosman, Adrian Bosman, and see if he can
just alter things a little bit.
Yeah, make sure you can get in there. So yeah, and a lot of people have been asking you when you're doing your workout.
Yeah,
yeah.
Probably not.
Hurts feelings, doesn't it?
Does.
Yeah.
Didn't cry one time, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. Yeah,
held it in.
Yeah. I think I would have cried every single time.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have even finished a sentence and I would have been bawling in their face. Yeah.
They would have been like, Jesus, don't talk to her today.
Everyone back up. But yeah, would this be the most significant injury you've had? Since training this seriously, I guess.
Yeah.
Did your shoulder probably, when you were a kid?
Yeah. Probably the one, like... I did my ham, had a pretty big hamstring injury a couple of years ago, but that was, I could still work with that quite a lot.
Backs are different, aren't they? Backs are
different, man. And I feel so bad for every back patient I've ever treated.
Yeah.
And like, not that you like, be like, oh, you'll be right. But like just the constantness of the pain is like nothing.
It's debilitating.
Yeah. It's pretty horrible.
People that have being in pain that is constant, regardless of the severity, I think it takes away so much of your mental capacity. Mm. Like it takes away my experience is like it took away my ability to concentrate and learn. Like I just, to be able to sit down and study something, for example, or someone to tell me something and then for me to be able to recite that back takes away a lot of your ability to, well, in my experience, takes away a lot of your ability to hold on to information or learn something new.
The way it was explained to me once was everyone wakes up every day. Let's say you've got 10 spoons when you wake up. Everyone just has that allocated to them. But when you have pain, 4 or 5 of your spoons are taken away. So you've only got like half the capacity of somebody else. And that might be, like you said, learning and attention, or like your ability to have conversations with people or to like give a fuck about what they're saying. Like there's just so many things that it affects. So yeah, it's been a good learning curve for sure.
Yeah. Mm. I just remember I was in the cusp, in the brink of all of my pain stuff when we opened the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, let's go learn how to make coffee. And I was like,
I can't.
I'm not. I can't do it. It's wild. And then the other thing about pain, because we have so many different people that have different experiences here with pain or different conditions, people don't understand because they can't see it.
Yeah.
Like it's not a lot of the time it's not a visible condition. So like if you come in, like you're very great at hiding it, which is not a great thing, I believe.
Mm. Definitely a flaw.
You need to be able to get that shit out. I draw it out of her every now and then. But yeah, people, they're just like, fucking what's up her ass?
Not yeah. You. Yeah, yeah. You no, know what well, I mean? Yes, me. I know that my like mood is hugely affected. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. And then like, instead of taking a set, and again, another reason why I love my job is I feel like I can understand humans a little bit better and know that it's never really about you. If someone's, you know, like
short with you, or
someone's cranky about something, it's like, unless you actually did something to them, don't stress about, it's not you. Most of the time there's something else going on. And yeah, pain sucks because a lot of the time you can't actually see the physical ailment that they're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's pain is, yeah, it's wild.
It's a bad time. It's
interesting. Bad time, for sure. So, stop asking Candace if she's doing that.
No.
Because she's not.
If you want me to cry. No, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm fine with it. It's like it is what it is. Just the way it is this year and be bigger and better next year, hopefully.
Hopefully your athletic children are making you proud enough to keep you involved in as much capacity. Living
like a dance mom, you know, like when they do the dance on the sidelines. Yeah, that's me.
I love that. What else do we have to talk about?
I think the last thing we're going to talk about today is expectations. We've had lots of conversations. I wish we mic'd ourselves up for some of these because they were excellent. But lots of conversations this week about people feeling disappointed with what they got to in the workout.
Yeah. Even on Saturday, like they finish the workout and be upset.
Yeah. Which led to you and I talking quite a lot about it throughout the weekend. Something that we ask people is like, why were you upset? And the answer they got back to us with was, I didn't get as far as I expected.
And so for the workout, you either got the whole way through it and had to start again, or you would get, I think for most people, row, toe to bar, pull to mat, or the war balls. If they got to the war balls, they thought they'd finish the war balls, they'd get a couple cleans out, or they thought they'd finish the cleans.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we started asking people that were disappointed, like, okay, you didn't get as far as you expected. Where did you get that expectation from?
Mm.
And a lot of the time it stalled them, like they didn't know how to answer that next thing. And whether they know it or not, and if you're one of these people that were disappointed in your score, whether you know it or not, I think it comes down to comparing yourself to other people that completed the workout.
Mm.
Maybe you've beat them before in the gym. Maybe you are someone who looks at this person's score every single day in the gym, and you and them are quite close in fitness. Like you benchmark
yourself off that. Yep. Yeah.
And then they whooped your hiney in that workout, and then that's led you to be sad, feeling disappointed in your result. And I guess we wanted to remind you here that that is something that you actually have no control over whatsoever. So I would like people from this week moving forward in every workout, whether it's competition or just a normal workout, instead of going, am I proud of my score? Ask yourself, am I proud of my effort? Because that's the only thing that you can do, is focus on moving the best you can, moving to the standards, controlling as much as you can, controlling the anxiety about the workout, and focusing on your breathing and sticking to a plan. If you had a plan, you can do some research about the workout and look up some stuff online. There's lots of stuff about that. We post videos prior. But if you worked your absolute hardest, you have zero right to be angry at your result.
Yep.
Especially if those movements are not something that you normally do.
Or something that you've put extra work into.
Yeah. Mm. So let's take toes to bar for example. A lot of people, I think, I shouldn't say a lot. We've had conversations with people that were upset that they didn't get through the toes to bar. If you care that much that you're going to let that ruin your day or week, or you're going to think about how much further you should have gotten, toes to bar have been in the open, I believe, every single year.
Yeah, I don't think they've missed one. Or maybe one they've missed.
Maybe one.
Yeah.
But it's been a solid nearly 13, 14 years of toes to bar.
We know they're coming.
Every year.
Every single year.
They are a very common CrossFit movement, whether it's in the open or just in normal class.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pissed off that you didn't get as far through the toes to bar as you would like. That's okay. They're going to be in it next year. Do better.
Yeah.
Practice it.
Practice more.
You can practice toes to bar and lots of drills. If you want drills, come talk to us. We'll give you some. You can practice this or something to help you with this every single week for the next 52 weeks until the next open, because they will be in there again. And if you want to get better, you have to do extra work. I don't even want to say extra work. You have to have done the work to get better.
Yeah. And everyone's work is going to look different. Yeah. Like if you're up to linking toes to bar and you're doing toes to bar in classes, your work is going to look very different to someone who punched out a couple of like sloppy singles in that workout. Like that progression is very different, and the work for that is very different.
And yeah, I think, and this is why I think it's such a great benchmark workout, because you will know based on how you did in this workout and how you approached the toes to bar, sloppy singles, tidy singles, two at a time, started with fives, dropped to singles, mm-hmm. like all of those we can talk about and then we can improve from there. And then toaster bar doesn't have to be a hole for you anymore. But unless you put in the work, you have no right to be angry or upset.
Correct.
And the open is, and then I don't want you to think we're going back on what we say. The open is inclusive. The open is for everyone. Yes, the open is fun. And if you are someone who comes to the gym two or three times a week and you're here for your health and fitness and the community, then just don't be angry about it.
And make the open about that as well. Don't turn it into something that it's not for you the other 52 weeks of the year.
Exactly. But if you're someone who wants to compete, and when I say compete, you don't have to be a serious competitor, but you want to be able to see your progress, see constant improvements in your fitness, then do the work. And then if you this is what we always say, like if you do the work and you do what's required, you're going to get better. That's the beautiful thing about CrossFit. Like if you put it in, any effort you put in, you're going to reap the rewards mm-hmm. from it. So we don't want to see you disappointed. You can only be disappointed if you did all of the work and didn't see any.
And you couldn't execute on the day.
Yep.
Which is a very unlikely thing to happen if you've actually 100% put in the work.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
I think I said what I needed to say.
Yeah. Got it off your chest, babes?
I think so. I think that's it. And yeah, it's not just, it happens every year.
Yeah.
And it's not like just here. Yeah. Like it happens everywhere with everyone. And it's human nature. And I think I was talking to someone the other day about it. And like whenever there's a competition, I think our chimp brains come out and then they go, okay, I have to be able to beat her to still be in the tribe. Like you just got to learn to control that. Like you've got to be able to, like, it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Yeah, take the emotion out of it. Look at it for what it is. And like you said, if you're here to compete, you better be competing every day in the gym and putting in the work that a competitor would. Don't just show up for the 3 weeks of the open having not done that, because it's not going to work in your favor and you're just going to be disappointed in the outcome.
Yeah. And if you finish that workout and hoped you had done better, maybe you're realizing that you do want to get better. So you do just come and talk to us, ask us what is required for you to get better. Stop looking at fucking social media coaches. I'm sick of those assholes.
Because again, that stuff doesn't apply to every single person. Like what I need to get better at toaster bar is going to be different to what you need to get better at toaster bar. You know, even though we're very similar fitness level overall, our skill sets are very different. Yeah. And the same thing with everyone in the gym. It's just different.
Yeah.
You need someone who knows you and what you're up to and knows how to progress. Ask your actual coaches.
Yeah. Ask the people who see you train every day.
Yeah. I have one last question for you.
Oh, yeah. Hit me.
Redo, yay or nay?
Oh, good question. I've gone through both. I've been on both sides throughout my CrossFit Open history.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure the first 3 years of me doing the Open, I redid nearly every single workout.
Mm-hmm.
And I got better nearly every single time. I think there was only one workout I didn't get better in. In the last few years, I'm like, what's the point? Like, there's no point in redoing, because now I'm just aiming for that top 10% to get me to the next stage. And if I know that I'm in that, what's the point? It's just ego trying to get me a better point, better score to try and beat someone. But if I know I'm in,
why would you bother?
Yeah. I'm just taking away a training day for me.
Yeah.
However, if you're, I don't know, I think if you're relatively new to CrossFit, I think there's a couple of reasons why you should redo. If you're relatively new to CrossFit and you do the workout on like Saturday and then you go, oh, I send it to, like, let's just use last week's as the example. I sent it too hard on the row. I started with sets of five on my toaster bar and ended with singles. I should probably go a little bit easier on the rower and maybe start with twos and try to hold on to doubles the whole way through. So you have a different plan of attack that you think that could help you get further along, and you really want to see what that feels like to get further along, then I think you should do it and figure out. I think it's a really good way to learn how to execute
Different plans.
And it teaches you that that actually matters. And we just don't talk shit at the whiteboard every time we say that stuff. It actually works. Or if you're on the brink, like if you're just outside the top 10% and you're like
trying to get in
and you're trying to get in,
you should be redoing it.
Yeah. I think that in that case, you should have another go. I think if you just want to beat your mate in the gym and you're going to risk you tearing your hands, it's probably not.
Yeah. I think like, unless you're interested in the competing aspect, and like you said, it doesn't have to be someone who like wants to go and do a million comps a year and stuff, but if you're someone who's like putting in the extra work and just like wanting to get that little bit better every year, I think that go for it. But just know you're not going to get any better, like you're not getting fitter in these 3 weeks. It's your training week gets all messed up. You end up overdoing some movements, not touching others because you've missed a class or two.
And I think people underestimate if you're not a regular, that was a different one. I think if you're not very familiar with competing or you don't compete often, I think people underestimate how much competing can fry your nervous system.
Oh, so much.
And yeah, just like the anxiety leading up to it, the nerves.
The adrenaline dump you get afterwards.
All of it. It's a lot. And I think doing that on a Saturday and then again on a Monday, sometimes it's probably not worth it and can do more harm to your fitness than benefit your fitness. Like you're missing out on that extra day of training, and you're probably doing more damage. Like I know for me, I struggle to sleep before doing a competition, so if I was to do it again, then that's two shit nights of sleep in a week. So it's all those.
Old girls cannot handle anymore.
It's all of that stuff. So I think I'm never going to say no to someone. If you want to redo it,
go for it.
Have a crack.
But I think, important thing, don't redo it and do the same thing. Yes. Like have something that you're going to change. And it might be as simple as you're going to transition faster to the next movement or you're going to change your row pace, but don't just go in with the same plan and hope for a better result because you probably won't get one. Yeah. And then you'll just be doubly pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And talk to us. We're happy to help.
We will help
you. We love this stuff. So we'd love to see you get better.
Absolutely.
If that's what you want to do. Cool.
Question for you.
Oh, you got one? Mm. Okay, hit me.
This is today's question of the day. Deodorant, do you spray or roll on and why?
I think I've always used spray. I think I have a roll on in my bag because you can't take aerosols on planes and because I obviously travel so much on flying.
Because you love flying. Because
I love flying. I'm always prepared. Always ready what the to fuck? Go. As that came out, that was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, I literally fly like
for those who
maybe
don't know,
once a year.
Fucking hates flying, and that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
So I have a roll-on in my bag for just in case emergencies for flying, because I fly so often. but I think I've always been drawn to spray roll-on. I think it just grosses me out.
Yeah,
I don't know why it grosses me out.
I feel the same.
I don't like it.
I feel like it works better though.
Does it?
I feel like it does.
I don't fly very often, so I don't really use my roll-on.
Yeah, it's not being used much.
So I don't really know. so you think, like, in terms of what? Like smelliness or sweatiness,
like,
or both?
Okay. I feel.
Interesting. Interesting. No.
I thought of this last night because my can is almost empty. And then I was like, am I going to get spray or roll-on? As I was getting ready for bed.
And I feel, have you ever used someone else's roll-on?
That should be, no.
I have several times. Several.
I mean, I would if I had to, but
that's
I wouldn't
what I
be
mean.
Okay with it.
I've been in situations where it's like you either stink or you wipe this person's armpit all over your armpit. That's your two options. You either smell like a bag of dicks or you go armpit to armpit.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I think that's what grosses me out about it is it's like you're like wiping your sweat onto the
I never thought
roll-on.
About it like that.
Like it's pretty, it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then there's natural deodorant users.
Well, that's what we had this in class because I only had spray and roll on as an option. And people were like, what about the paste? And I was like, shit, I didn't even think of that.
The what?
It's called paste. Because it's just like.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Paste.
Yeah.
That's a gross word to use for under your arms, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess
that's,
it is.
Yeah, that's nasty. Mm. But yeah, natural deodorant users, soap users and toothpaste users, I want to talk to you really closely and see if you stink. Do you reckon it works?
There was a couple this morning. I won't drop names on here, but you can go have a little sniff tomorrow and see.
Okay. Well, you can let me know after and I'll have a conversation with them.
So if Mandy comes up to you too closely
and
tomorrow,
starts smelling
why.
You. Yeah, I've never used any of it. I'm definitely not judging anyone that uses it. I just find it very interesting.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know, natural stuff, it's just harder to be cleaner with, you know?
Mm.
And what makes it natural?
I don't know. I think deodorant has a lot of like aluminium and like different chemicals in it.
So is natural deodorant always roll-on or can you get spray?
Yeah, it's roll-on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because aerosols got
always has to have that stuff in it. Yeah, yeah, right. Interesting. I think. Okay, good to know.
Could be wrong.
If anyone wants to educate me on any of that, please don't yell at me. Don't yell at me for asking questions. Don't at me. Please feel free to educate me on the natural side of things.
Sorry, I do have one more question. Oh, what please. Is your prediction for tomorrow?
Well, there was a hint put up by Castro, which I'm very glad to see the hints back. And it's like a little thingy that bounces side to side.
Would you say it's a ladder?
Is that what it is?
I don't know if I'm asking you.
Oh, I was like, is that what the technical name of that thing is? It's like a little, I don't even know. I'm going to sound really stupid right now, but it's like a little ball that like bounces side to side and goes down.
Yeah.
Between maybe what you said, a ladder?
Ladder.
I don't know. So everyone's like, that's too easy. It's not this. But I reckon he's just like, he's like, this is what it is. So I think it's descending rep scheme.
Yes.
Because the ball is going down.
And it's got like two prongy things. Yeah. So is it a descending couplet of something?
That's what I think. Descending couplet. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The reps get lower and lower and lower. And I just decided, I've done so much work on my wall walks and I think they've, like we did racing ones the other day and I kept up with you, which was really exciting. I would say we tied most of the time on each of those sets. But I can't help but nearly laugh every time I do them with you and Han. Because it, I don't know why, it's like when I race Geordie in anything, I just get a bit floppy and stupid. So it's really hard to control my wall walks when I'm trying not to laugh. Anyway, I've done a lot of work on my wall walks, but I just don't want to see them.
Yeah.
I just don't want them. They're just not enjoyable for me. Much to Hannah's disgust, she really wants
them. She loves them, yeah.
So I hope there's not wall walks. I'm going to say thrusters, chester bars, descending ladder.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm going to throw in there ascending weight.
Nice. I would enjoy that from afar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I'm just adding to this workout.
Time cap. Time
you
frame.
Have to get so many reps done in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, they haven't done that for a long
time. Yeah. And then if you get, let's just say it's like 21 thrusters, 21 chester bars, two rounds of that at 30 kilos.
Yeah. Till then, 4 minutes, and then at four minutes you do this,
and then you get maybe get like a little break depending on how fast you complete it, and then you got to put the barbell load up, and then you got to go again, and the work gets heavier and more, and the time frames might get a little bit more, but people get basically it's like knockout rounds.
Yeah,
how far can you get through the workout?
Cool.
Well, that's what I was.
Did you just make that up?
Oh, I sort of said it.
Yeah,
me and Han were sort of talking about it before, and I said all of those things, but that would be an excellent workout.
Would be.
So I hope that's it,
because
I would enjoy that.
Yeah, cool.
What do you think?
I still think shuttle runs are going to make a.
I do hope they
make a thing. I feel like they've tested them a lot. Like they tested them quarterfinals, semifinals. Like they've been in for a couple of years at the higher level. So I feel like maybe it's time at the affiliate level.
The only thing I was thinking though is,
but then space
do affiliates have enough space for that to be running? Like even us, people. Like we could probably only fit five maybe. So I do wonder if they would. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. No
I would
one,
like
no
to
one
see
really
them.
Fucking knows,
no,
do they?
No one knows anything. It's just a fun game to play there. Hello, Sarah. Why are you looking at me? She's tipping coffee out. She looks a little bit stressed.
Good stuff. Funny.
All right. Well, I think that's about it.
That's it.
I'm excited. How good, though, if I was exactly right? That'd be so funny.
That would be pretty cool.
And then people would think that I have inside information, but I don't know anything.
Yeah. And then we'd have to convince the members again for another year that we actually know nothing.
Yeah. Because everyone always
because we don't know anything.
My favorite question that people ask me in the lead up to the open, because we always try to get people to sign up. Yeah. They're like, "Do you get a kickback?"
Yeah,
they think that I get the $20. I'm like, "Nah, man, I don't get anything." Literally,
we
get
it costs us money.
Yeah, we have to pay the $20 as well. Like, and we have to laminate things. Like, very funny.
Good stuff.
All right, have a great day.
Bye bye.